Lord, when am I going to get to this sermon? Have you ever been in the attic? Ramon has. Mitch has. I mean, the attic up there above the ceiling is the same height as your house. You can walk around up there the same height as your house. And there's these huge trusses. If you know what a truss is what holds the ceiling and the roof up. These huge trusses that are 8 foot tall. And they're made of, not out of 2x4s or 2x6s. They're made out of like 10x10s or 12x12s or whatever they are. Timbers. You could drive a train over the top of this roof. Well, anyway, we periodically get up there for maintenance. And I'm up there a few days ago. And I'm walking along in a flashlight. And all of a sudden, I see a piece of paper nailed to one of the big beams. I went, what's that paper? It looks like a note or something. I get over there, and there's this very faded greeting card with a real pretty picture of a bluebird on it. And it's nailed with four nails to the beam. And because of its faded look, I'm going, and the rust on the nails, this thing's been here since day one. Now, this was built in 1919. That's before I was born. And there's this picture of a bluebird and a little poem. Would you like to hear it? Now, visualize some worker who was up there building this building in 1919, nailed this greeting card to that wood. And it says, it's so simple, but so sweet. If bluebirds carry happiness, as people say they do, I hope this little one I send brings happiness to you. Picture of a bluebird. If bluebirds carry happiness, as people say they do, I hope this little one I send brings happiness to you. He was sending a message of happiness just for the fun of it. What would you call that? Probably, now I have no evidence for what I'm about to say, but more than likely, probably I'm the first one to read that since he put it up. 90 years later, I read his message of happiness that he read, that he left for someone. Now, my sermon today has to do with good works. I know in its own realm, I see that as a good work. He could foresee in his little way of thinking, he could foresee blessing someone down the line. Now, good, you're going to, as we progress in this sermon today and Sunday after next, does that work? Okay. So we'll have a two-part sermon, a little bit today and most of it two Sundays from now. But good works. Did you get a bulletin today? Did you see the instruction? Did you get somebody? Okay, raise your hand if you did not get a pen to write with. Raise your hand. You did not get a pen. Okay, here's one. There's one. Maria and Samantha. Anybody else did not get a pen? Use your bulletin or a piece of paper of any kind. And I want you right now, take your new... Oh, by the way, the pens are free. I got those to give as gifts. So everybody says thank you for the free pen. Did you guys get pens and paper over there? Yeah. And I want you to write down in your own words, and I don't write a letter, okay? Just make this a word or a phrase or a few, you know. You don't even have to use all the lines that are there, but define good works. Go ahead and do that right now. Your personal definition, your thoughts, in just a word or two or a few. What is good works? How do I define good works? When I found the little bluebird, I thought this guy was doing good works. Now, I'm gonna continue on with the sermon. Lord, I ask, Father, in Jesus' name, that you bless our word today. And I want to thank you for what we've already heard in the way of exhortations from our young ministers. Lord, may we take these messages to heart. Lord, they said some profound things. They said some things under the unction of the Holy Spirit, and we just received those words today in Jesus' name. And Lord, it's for this sermon that we'll do in two parts today and Sunday after next. I just pray your anointing be on it, that we'll learn from it, that we'll bring glory to your name in Jesus' name. Now, before we dismiss today, I'm going to ask you to read your definition. So just keep them short. Okay, we're going to start with Titus 3:14. Do we have that? Can we put it on the screen? Titus 3:14. And let our people also learn. Everybody say learn. Let our people learn to what? Maintain. Does that mean do good works and stop after the first one? No, it means maintain. Let us learn to keep on doing good works and to meet urgent needs that they may not be unfruitful. Okay, the first half of this is where our focus is. Let our people learn to maintain good works. That means when you bake a cherry pie for me, don't let that be the only one. It's my turn up here. Okay. I don't need any help preaching. Okay, now a little bit of my own personal history. The term good works in my mind, because of the way I was raised and where I was raised, has certain negative connotations. Because the precious people that raised me and taught me in Sunday school were, how can I say this with respect? It's difficult. But for instance, the Mormon church is one of the best churches on earth for good works. They focus on good works. They professionally, what's the word? They excel in good works. And I can hear some of the dear old teachers of my childhood saying about the Mormons or maybe some other group or some of the traditional churches, whether it be Baptist or AG or whoever. But if a church was focused on good works, I can hear some of our teachers in my past saying, yeah, they think they can get to heaven by their good works. And I can hear these two old-timers talking about someone else, some other church, and, you know, they don't preach like we preach and believe like we believe. And yeah, they think they can get to heaven by their good works. And so I grew up, I heard this so much that I actually grew up with somewhat of a negative connotation on the term good works. And that's kind of sad, really. That it was taken that way and indicated that way as, to me as a child. Because good works is something that we're supposed to be involved in according to the Word of God. Now granted, they were telling the truth when they said you can't get to heaven by your good works. That is so true. I mean, if you're not born again, if you're not committed, if you haven't committed your life to Christ, if you're not born again, you can do 19,000 good works every day for 1,900 years and go to hell. Good works don't save us, right? But according to the Bible, we're going to see through this message that God expects us, because we're saved, to produce good works. Good works don't save us. Being saved should produce good works in us. And that's everything from my cherry pie to praying for someone when they're sick at the hospital or their house or at the church. I mean, that includes cleaning the church when you're not paid for it. I mean, you can go on and on and on, you know. You can do good works at your job. You know, there's a lot of sourness around some of these jobs. A lot of negativism. You know, the F word is the ever other word in some of these places. There's some nasty stuff going on. And you just want to run from it. And I encourage you to stand back enough it doesn't get on you. But at the same time, we need to salt the water. And so we need to influence the atmosphere and the ambient, even of those evil places, influence it with some good works from the Word of God. And that may be a smile, a kind word. It may just be one phrase. It may be an action. It may be, you know, that guy that was so upset with you and just causing you all kinds of problems. Invite him out to lunch. When I was a little boy, I heard a preacher tell a story. That's why I tell so many stories. I heard so many. But this is told to be a true story. And so I'll tell it as a true story until God tells me different. But this young man went to the army. And he would get on his knees at his bunk bed. He'd get on his knees and he'd pray every night before he went to bed. And the other soldiers would make fun of him. And one night, he's there, they're praying. Everybody's getting catcalls and making fun. And, you know, light a candle for me, brother, and all this stuff, you know. And one guy picks up, didn't like the prayers to the point that he got his shoes and he threw his combat boots at that guy and hit him in the back real hard. Bam! Bam! And the young soldier's like, I'm going to get up and finish this fight. And the Holy Ghost stopped him and said, shine those shoes before you take them back. He took a deep breath and he got his shoe shine kit out. And he shined those combat boots up until they would just look like the general should be wearing them. And he took them back, handed them to the guy. The guy never made fun of him again. He returned a good work for a bad work. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, I think, that you, to overcome evil with good. Overcome evil how? With good. You don't overcome evil with more evil. Any fool can hit back. Takes a man to use some good to overcome that evil. Are you still with me? And so as our text today from Titus 3:14, I want us to think about and pray about, Lord, teach me, because he says here to learn to maintain. Teach me, Lord, good works, and teach me how to maintain good works, because I want to do good works on a regular basis because I'm saved, not to get saved. That's a pretty simple sermon, isn't it? Makes sense to me. But, you know, good works aren't the brownie points you're gathering up to get into the gate. St. Peter's not going to meet you at the gate and say, how many good works did you do? No, he's going to say, do you believe in the blood of Jesus to wash your sins away? And I use that, you know, terminology in that text. You know, I don't know that St. Peter's at the gate, but it's fun to think about it. But anyway, I want to move myself up with this teaching and move all of us up from a negative connotation to a positive connotation. Amen. And I'm anxious to hear your definitions of good works. Look at Matthew 5:16. And we'll get that up on the screen, Matthew 5:16. We'll go 16 and 17 if we can. No, where am I? What did I say? Matthew is what I want. Yeah, that's it right there. Let your light so shine before men that they may see what? What is Jesus asking us to show? That they may see whose good works and glorify your Father in heaven. How many would like to glorify God? This tells us how to do it. When we put good works into our life, it actually glorifies God. And so we need to, you know, based on this, we could preach a little sermon, do a little teaching. So we don't do good works to be prideful about it and say, I did some good works today. I helped that little old lady across the street. I did some good works today. The church needed a new roof, and I put $1.53 in it out of my savings. We're not to be prideful, because if we're prideful, it's not going to glorify God. And so with a humble heart and a heart of appreciation for the fact that he's taught us to do good works and that good works glorify God, we appreciate that. And so we say, Lord, show me some good works to do because I want to glorify your name and benefit your people. Amen. Moving right along, let's go to John 6:28. This is so much fun. Just to be with you guys is fun. You know what I mean? 6:28 and 29. Okay, are we ready? And then they said to him, what should we do that we may work the works, you could say the good works of God? And Jesus answered and said, this is the work, or this is the good works of God, that you believe on him, Jesus, whom he, the Father, sent. Now you notice there it's he uses he and him and him and he and all that. So you need to decipher what this means. And this is clear now. It makes it clear. Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe in Jesus whom God sent. Is the way that would read if you put everybody in perspective. And so the Lord's telling us here, you want to get into works? Then get into believing. Get into believing. Barbara and I talked a little bit this morning about the defining believe. And I begin to see it in my own heart as a for instance. Let me break this down a little bit. Ramon's getting ready to do something he's never done before, but I know he can do it. And he'll be sharing with me his job, his assignment, and he's saying, you know, Calvin, this just looks so big, I'm not sure I can handle it, but I just know I'm supposed to do it. But I, you know, I've just got these doubts. And I would say, Ramon, I believe in you. You can do that. I believe in you, brother. Just go for it. I believe you. I'll back you up. I believe in you. I can foresee this is going to come to something good. I foresee you being successful in it. I believe in you. Go for it. See, that's one example. Well, when the Lord becomes our Savior, we learn to believe in Him or trust Him that He can do it. He can finish the task. I mean, he takes one look at Mitch and says, this is impossible. The Lord says, you know, I'm trying to make something out of Mitch, and all he wants to do is play football. And I say, Lord, hey, I believe in this man. And I believe in you. I trust you. And I believe you're going to do something with him. And I believe in him because I know it's in him. He can do this. And so as we think about believing in the Lord and believing in one another, it's a matter of trust and confidence and encouragement. And God's saying here, if you want good works in your life, believe, have trust in, have confidence in Jesus. The best way to put good works into your life and have them be successful is to trust in Jesus. Because what you're doing with the good works realm is to bring glory to His name and to benefit His church. Amen. Let's move a little further. John 10:37. I'm having a good time. Where am I? 10:37, John? 37 and 38? Is that the way it's coming up, Mark? If I do, Jesus is talking here, and he says, if I do not the works of my Father, don't believe me. But if I do the works of my Father, though you don't believe me, at least believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Jesus saying, you may not believe me or what I say. Now he's talking to the religious people that didn't like the thought of him being Messiah, because he didn't line up with their theology. And Jesus said, you guys in your religious mindset, and you won't believe what I say. I even read it to you from the book of Isaiah, and you won't believe what I say when I talk about that I'm sent from God. Well, if you can't believe me for the work's sake. Didn't you see me raise that guy from the dead? Didn't you see me heal that withered hand? Didn't you see me stop the funeral procession and raise that young boy out of the casket? Didn't you see me walk on the water? Didn't you see me take 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and feed 5,000 people? Didn't you see me do that? Didn't you see those works? If you can't believe my words, watch what I'm doing. Now this brings good works into a realm far greater than apple pie, cherry pie. Make sure it's cherry when you... The greatest good works in the world are the miracles that Jesus did. And he qualifies those miracles, his good works. He qualifies his good works way up there with believing in him. Way up there with believing in his word. Good works of Jesus were equivalent to the word of God. Wow. That tells me if I will learn to maintain good works and do the Jesus kind of works, I'm on the right track. Everybody's happy. Okay, I don't want to go all day with this. I'm hungry. I love you guys. Thank you for putting up with me. I just love you so much. Look at somebody and say, the pastor loves me. Okay, let's do this real fast. Let's do this real fast. I want 10 volunteers. Okay, there's a volunteer. Stand up and define good works. Do it in the microphone. Everybody needs to hear you.
I think they can hear me.
Okay, yell it out.
My definition is action done with love from the heart.
I like that.
Action done with love from the heart. That's perfect. That's beautiful. Who's else? Somebody in this section. Come on. Define good works. You know, it's just now writing it down. I told you to write that a long time ago.
Using the gifts and the fruit of the Spirit to help other people.
You're okay with me teasing you, aren't you? You are. I love you, brother. You're so awesome. Okay.
Believe and trust in God. Have a loving heart for people. Pray for them and be open to help them if you can with something they need.
That's beautiful, isn't it? Who's next? Got somebody? Define good works.
Doing something good for others that pleases God and brings a blessing to them.
I like that. Define good work. You're not ready. Define good works. Who over here is going to do it?
Acts of love.
Kind deeds for people, animals, or the earth.
Okay. So you're about to get them all here. Define good work.
Doing something good to bless others without expecting anything back.
Without expecting a cherry pie back.
Define good work. Bar making barbecue.
I said to reach out and share my love of the fruit of God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Having babies.
I said sending messages from God willingly.
Yeah, and having babies.
And having babies.
That's a good word. Define good work, Melinda.
Jessica said the same exact thing I wanted to say. Give without expecting to receive from others, right?
Isn't that good? And it's fun. Okay, now, please tell us in English. We don't know your Philippine language.
Yeah, good works is a service that glorifies God, and it comes after one is saved, like believing Jesus.
I like that. Okay.
Good works are the result of past experiences to give us a way of doing bad into something good for the sake of Christ.
You don't have it yet? It'll come.
Find good works. Doing works that please God.
Works that please God. I like that.
Okay, whatever you do, do it with all your passion, excellence, like you do it for God with all His grace and love.
Yeah.
To do everything with excellence to please God.
You know, that's a good thought. Do it with excellence. If you're going to do it for God, do it right.
Works to bless, heal, restore others to God.
Kindness out of godly love.
Kindness out of godly love.
Doing a good job, doing something well, and doing something for God.
Doing something well. Did you copy his? Did you guys use your paper? Have you been? Come on.
Sure, why not? Works that are for the betterment of man.
Oh, works that please God and encourage others.
Please God and encourage others.
Works done with love.
Works done with love. Isn't that fun? Everybody say, I'm having fun now.
Wait, I need my glasses.
Okay.
Whatsoever you do to the least of your people, that you do unto me. It was that song.
That's wonderful.
I said craftsmanship and love.
Craftsmanship. That goes along with doing it right. I like that. If you're going to do something for God, let's give Him the best, right?
Well, the best thing that God ever did for me is my kids. Yeah. So love others the way you love your own kids.
Oh, I like that. Come on, you can do it, baby girl.
Loving others like God loves you.
Yes.
Doing something with charitable intentions.
On purpose, in other words, with intention. Doing something on purpose. Yeah. Aren't these great? Aren't these beautiful? Yeah. Give yourself a hand. Okay, you know what this does for me? It confirms my new definition of good works. Every one of you have confirmed the new definition God gave me a few days ago. I'd never seen it before in my life. And the Holy Spirit, I was in Mexico. That's where you get all your revelation. You go to Mexico. And that's before the mission team. It was just Barbara and I down there. And I'm just studying the Word. And all of a sudden, it just stands out to me. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, the good works I want are visible love. I think Becky put that in the bulletin there. But that's what the Word God gave me. He said, you know, I'm asking the Lord. I said, Lord, what do you mean by good works? You know, is it really cherry pie? I mean, is it really walking across the street to help the little lady? Yes, 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 yes. But what is that? Visible love. Everything you God said, what are you talking about? Blessing God or blessing your brother? Anyway, every definition fits into those two words, visible love. What's the old saying? What's it? A picture's worth a thousand words? That's not what I'm looking for, but. In other words, your actions speak louder than your words. Will that work? Your actions speak louder. In other words, your visible love speaks louder than what you've said. Please stand to your feet. Lord willing, in 2 weeks we'll continue this and we want to get on that. Isn't this neat? I just love this. I thank you for participating with me in this. It encourages me. I love it when you confirm my sermon. Everybody said amen to that one. Oh, I love that. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your Word. Lord, we've heard your Word in so many beautiful ways today from many beautiful people. And Lord, it's just rich. Your Word is so rich. And we've learned a thing or two, Lord, about making ourselves available. And we learned by looking at our young people, we learned what it looks like to be on fire for God. And we're learning some things. Oh, you gave us multiple definitions of good works, which all fit into that phrase, visible love. And so, Lord, we know that you desire to show your love to the lost and dying world. Lord, you gave your only begotten Son to die on a cross for us. He shed his blood for us. Father, you showed visible love to the world when you gave your Son to pay for the sins of mankind. And greater love has no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his brothers. Lord, you've asked us to learn, according to Titus, you ask us to learn to maintain good works. And so what you're doing is asking us to learn to maintain visible love. And Lord, I just pray that we'll take these little nuggets that we've learned today about this, and we'll take them to the streets. As we go home, as we go shopping, as we go to our jobs, I pray that we'll take visible love out there where it's needed. I pray that we will show visible love where it's needed. There's a world out there that's hungry and hurting, and they're not seeing love. They see hate. They see everything that's negative, and it's just the world so full of negative. Lord, show us how to show up on the scene with visible love. We'll show up on the scene saying, hey, I'm believing in Jesus. He'll change your life. That's good works, getting somebody's life changed to the glory of God. Getting somebody born again, that's good works. Bringing healing to someone's body, that's good works. Bringing encouragement to the downcast, that's good works. Doing what we're supposed to do because we believe in Jesus, that's good works. And it's all love made visible. To one another as church members, help us to show your love visibly, where my church members can see me, not to glorify me, but to glorify you, Lord. But I want them to see the love that you're passing through me and to me. Lord, I want this church to say our pastor is a loving pastor. I want this church to say our teachers teaching our children are loving teachers. And I want this church to say our membership is a bunch of people that are in love with God and in love with one another, in love with their fellow man, in love with the lost, in love with sinners, drawing them to the love of God. Lord, you said in Titus, learn to maintain good works. And I'm asking you to teach us. If you want us to learn, then I'm asking you to teach us. Sweet Holy Spirit, sir, you are the teacher. Please teach us. We stand as students and candidates to learn. In the precious name of Jesus. Everybody take a deep breath. Everybody reach your hands up this way. We're talking about Mexico and all of last week. Well, Ramon and Melissa are going to Mexico this week. And they'll be in the rehabs and the homes and the jails and up and down the road. And they'll be showing visible love. They'll be in Mexico, specifically Chihuahua, right? They'll be in Chihuahua, Mexico, showing visible love. Showing those people what God's love looks like. So reach your hands. If you're close to them, go ahead and put your hands on them. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I want to thank you for letting us be a part of this beautiful ministry. Lord, Ramon and Melissa are dedicated and they're consecrated and they're just such a blessing to be a part of. And that you would bring them into our lives and bring them into our church and let us share in what they do. Lord, thank you so much. And Lord, I pray that your anointing be on them. Anointing to minister the word of God. Anointing to be visible love. That they'll be in health, to be in strength. I pray that you open doors for them that they didn't even know were going to open. That they'll walk through those doors and see the glory of God fall and move and change lives. And Lord, if there should be a door open that needs to be closed, if there's something they're moving towards and it's not right, but they haven't seen it yet, I pray you just slam that door so they don't walk through anything wrong. Lord, we're trusting you. We believe we've got your will. We believe we got your vision and purpose and know your path. But once in a while, we just need a little reminder of where to go and where to stop. And I just pray that they will know by the Spirit of the Lord and the very spiritual circumstances surrounding them what's right, what's wrong, right and left, forward and back. In Jesus' name, we send them in the name of Jesus to be visible love in Chihuahua. And everybody said what? Amen. Amen. What a blessing. Now remember, it takes money to do mission work. So if you got $200 or $300 bills, you don't know what to do with it. Just give him a Pentecostal handshake. Amen. And of any of our missionaries, any of our people that are going out to do the work of the ministry, if you want to give to them in any form, and need a receipt for it, you can put money in the church and designate it for certain projects and assignments and missionaries. And you know, we honor all designations 100%. I don't get a penny. And so keep that in mind as you give.